Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn fires to first and has Rice trapped. There's the throw to Boley, who tags Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Fox and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Heilman scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. McManus reaches second base with a double. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is hit by the pitch. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Boley steals second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Miller reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Speaker moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitehill. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easterling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sullivan. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Sweeney. Bishop scores. Cobb goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. One out. It's 10-1, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. McManus reaches second base with a double. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Easterling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 10-2, Athletics. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easterling moves to second. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Easterling moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. Easterling scores. Hargrave moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-3 in the game. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cobb moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Easterling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Hargrave moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrave moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Hargrave scores. Fothergill moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Athletics. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Sweeney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Athletics. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.